All right, here we go. It's our Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat as we get set for week four of high school football tomorrow night. Brandon Tamman, we got Michael Gladsick, Thunder head coach, on the horn with us. Brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. And, Coach, another difficult challenge last week, and you guys were able to hold on at home, defeating Rossville 31-28. I'm sure there's a lot to dissect from that game, but obviously your team coming out on top, and that's the most important aspect.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I would say another grinded out win. First three games, you go Marysville, Silver Lake, Rossville, back to back to back. I thought our kids battled well. We came out fast the first half. First couple drives were a little slow offensively, but we figured it out. I think we had a halftime lead at 24-7. We had all the mojo, and then that third quarter drive, and that's hats off to Rossville and Coach Thomas over there. They just drove it right down the field, score, and that kind of flipped the switch, I say. Offensively, we go down a score again, which helps out. But then Rossville, they would not go away, and we knew that going into the game. They're going to be battle tested, probably the best 0-3 team in the state right now, especially at 1A. And I can see them going pretty far in the playoffs.
Yeah, Rossville, again, if you look at the district and kind of how it sets up for them, they've had as tough of a schedule as any team at this level through the first 3 weeks, and they've been close in all three of those games, and now they have a chance to kind of reset it here. But we'll look forward to your matchup here coming up against Chanute, of all teams, and again, a non-district game. We'll talk about it a little bit in the next segment. But Carter Hike, again, just kind of leading the way for you, 37 carries, 170 yards, and not as much through the air as we've seen in games past, but when you got to lean on somebody, it's really been him, and he kind of just continues to handle that workload.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Building off last year, he carried a lot of carries the last four or five games last year in the playoffs. This year, I told him, during the summer, we're going to try to find another running back to hopefully lessen his carry load, and then due to injuries, Norris kid, he was going to be that kid, and it just happened that, went a different way with him, breaking his ankle, which he's a great kid, kind of sucks for him, but, he'll be fine leadership wise. So help the team out still. I would say this game moving forward from Chanute and the districts, we still have to find, one or two kids that can hopefully carry, 8 to 10 times just to take some workload off Carter.
Well, I know we talked a little bit about depth, at least through these first 3 weeks of the season. It's been pretty steady in terms of most of the kids playing on both sides of the ball. But I know one thing you're looking at here in this game on the road at Chanute, getting a chance to maybe get a few more guys in there and just kind of work on that depth a little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited about this week. It's just a new opponent who we haven't seen. It's not a league game. Kids don't have to stress about, winning league. It's not a district game. It's just a game to test the challenges of our depth, challenges of our new, possibly new kids playing, new rotations, building off last week, and hopefully it can gain some mojo going to district play next week. But obviously with only three seniors that are shooting out, obviously the sophomores got to step up, and this game is really going to test our sophomores and those non-role player juniors to step up into some key role plays.
It is certainly one of the more marquee matchups here in the state coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk about it as Nemaha Central travels south to Chanute, and we'll do it after a break here on at KMZA. All right, one final time, we got Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick here. A few more minutes with us as we get set for Nemaha Central at Chanute tomorrow night. Locker Room Chat here brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Again, one of the more intriguing matchups on paper here in the state, coach. First ever all-time meeting between NC and Chanute. Certainly a little bit more of a lengthy road trip for you south there out of the Southeast Kansas League, teams like Independence, Coffeyville, Fort Scott, those are the teams that are in their league. But this is a top five team right now in 4A, according to K-Preps. They're off to a 3-0 start, and they've had some really good success over the last few seasons. But the Blue Comets, what can you tell us about them?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The last three, 4 years, obviously they've been in the playoffs, with 8-2, 7-1, 7-2. Very fast team, athletic team. They got experienced quarterback, experienced running back, the big boys up front. They have some motors that play with their intensity. So our keys this week, all 11 guys have to match their intensity. Obviously a road game, we scheduled this game, to hopefully help us out late in the playoffs when we do go on the road. You know, those long 2-3 hour trips are not easy. You know, a lot of distractions. So I'm excited to see how our kids can respond after that long bus ride.
Can you compare them to anybody that you've maybe not just seen here in the first 3 weeks, but maybe a Big East League team that maybe it's schematically, you talk about just athletes in general. Is there a team you can kind of maybe compare them to in far as what they do and what you see from them?
I would say a lot of mixture of the Big East teams. You know, obviously they got the skill kids to match, you know, the St. Mary's, Silver Lake, Rossville's, you know, all those speedy teams. But then you flip it to the into your guys, and they got the size of, you know, obviously a 4A team. You know, a senior heavy class, junior heavy class over there. And I guess we'll see how we respond. And again, match their intensity, not just up front, but in all assets of the game, offense, defense, and special teams.
I know you and the coaches, again, very excited for this one. It's a great test. But again, non-district, non-league. So I don't want to say it's like a free game, so to speak, but that's kind of what it feels like. Do you agree with that maybe a little bit?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I told the kids on Monday, let's just go out and play. You know, we got some new kids in some new spots. And obviously we're going to work our depth this week, whether, you know, a kid gets 3-4 plays at a time. We're going to see what they can do on film. And obviously it's going to be a testing game, you know, so hopefully we can, like I said, build some energy going into the district play, and hopefully this will lead on to the playoffs.
Finally, Coach, we appreciate it as always, a few minutes each week, but just let's talk about some keys. Obviously, again, tough one. On the road, higher classification, long road trip, obviously some factors in there. You want to work on some depth this week, but what are going to be some keys to go on this road trip, go down south, get a win against Chanute?
I would say limit distractions, you know, on long bus ride. You know, we got to flip that switch when we get there. That way we can get rolling fast. And like I said earlier, we got to match our intensity. You know, the workhorses up front, they got motors. The running back's really good. He can make you miss, but he can also run through you. Quarterback and sling around. You know, their defense is, you know, is big. They're fast. So I'm really excited to see how our kids kind of adjust to the speed, adjust to the size, and hopefully we can come out victorious.
A ranked showdown, a non-district game, and this one is going to be a lot of fun to keep track of tomorrow night. Nemaha Central at Chanute. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Safe travels down south. Good luck against the Blue Comets, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.